Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Margaret.
And we're your hosts of the Dear Future Self podcast, where I help you heal your heart and master your mind.
And I help you create more time and money freedom by helping you uncover and heal your money blocks.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, 2024.
Hello, hello. We are in the new year and we are alive and in charge. And also, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold and my voice is a little bit raspy, a little sexy. But happy to be here.
Well, on today's episode, we're going to be chatting about releasing that which no longer serves us.
Ooh.
Right.
Yikes. That could be so good. But also so fucking challenging. So depending on which side of the coin you're on, you may be like, woohoo, and you're riding a wave and you're like, hello, 2024. I feel so good. I am vibing high. Fuck everybody else because I'm always the priority. Or you may be in another boat where you're like, damn it. I need to pick up these fucking damn pieces and leave the ones behind that are no longer serving me because we're going onwards and upwards. So it depends on where you are. I know where I'm at. Where are you at, Jenny?
Oh, yeah. I've told you that 2023, even though it wasn't a bad year, I still experienced some emotion. And I had to figure out, I kept saying to you, I was like, wow, I'm like, I don't know what's up. But like, I wasn't as excited in 2023. Even though we bring the joy and we do all that, we're still human. We still have emotions. We still feel things. It was a good year. Our events, I traveled a couple times. And even though I still did stuff, there was still something in me that I needed to release and let go. And that's where I'm at right now with me. So just like you, when I finally realized what that was, oh my gosh, I had a waterfall. I had tears coming down and I was like, wow, that's why I was feeling the way that I was feeling. So, hey, just because like we work on ourselves and we're like pretty evolved, you know, we've been working on this stuff for almost what, 10 years now, you a lot longer. We still experience things, you know, we still have things that are going to come up in our life and that's okay. But yeah.
And that's a really good reminder because, I mean, we talk about this often, but, you know, the journey is never complete, right? We are constantly going to evolve. We're constantly peeling the layers back and it's never ending. It's never ending until the day you die. It doesn't end. And some would argue that, you know, then you go beyond death here in a 3D and you continue to evolve in a 5D in your energetic spiritual self. So like, we won't go there, but the point being is that, yeah, we continue to evolve. And no matter how many times you may go through a similar situation of release, or, you know, let's take examples of matters of the heart. If it's like a romantic love situation, which is my situation. I mean, I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm 47 years old. I've gone through relationships. I've gone through marriage. I've gone through divorce. I've gone through heartbreak. And yet still going through this release, this over the entire year of 2023, which is what I had been going through. It was a relationship that was really showing me and teaching me so much. And it spanned the entire year of 2023. And when 2023 came to an end, I had to release it. So I already had plans to release it, but then a bomb was dropped to help me release it just a little bit sooner, like literally days sooner. And it was something that really, really, it hurt, right? It hurt my heart. And I had to take the time to feel the pain and the rain. I had to take the time to pick myself back up and evaluate the situation and start to work my way back up. And that's where I'm at right now. We're only, what, 8 days out. So like, you know, it's not like I've been doing a ton of work for days, but having the tools that we have right now I guess what I'm trying to say, sometimes I go on tangents, obviously you all know, but what I'm trying to say is because we have the tools that we have, it's not that it's easier getting through the emotion, getting through the pain, but the tools help you get through it faster. So like in the past, had I gone through, you know, some situations that are more of a heartache, you know, heartbreak, I may be sitting on the floor for fucking weeks just sulking and, you know, feeling pissed or sorry for myself or just grieving, right? Like I remember when I did go through that years ago, like it took weeks. Like I remember not being able to eat, being sick to my stomach. I remember waking up in the morning and just like, you know, like that feeling when you wake up and for a split second, you're like, you're waking up and you're like, oh, everything's good. And then you're like, wait, did all that really happen? And then you're like, yeah, it did happen. Yeah, that is your reality. And then you're like, boom, pushed back down. And then it's so hard to get up, right? So it would take such a long time. Whereas now, the learnings and the tools that we have, I was able to kick right into the tools, to kick right into my techniques because I have them readily available and I know which combinations to pull in together and I know how to use them, that I'm able now to be like 8 days out or whatever it is today, the fifth. Okay, maybe not 8 days. Oh, happy birthday to my ex-boyfriend. But 5 days out and I'm feeling good. You know, I feel good. Yes, I have a cold. My body reacted to this as well. So like, you know, it all works in tandem, but I feel so much better. And I mean, Jenny knows, right? Like when that bomb went off, I was bawling. I was crying and it was hard, right? Well, now I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, whenever anybody's heart gets hurt, you know, or our heartstrings are being pulled or something like that, we're all going to experience this. I mean, unless you are a fucking robot.
Yep.
Okay. You have zero emotions. Okay. No matter what, we're always going to experience this stuff. But thank goodness that we do have the tools and techniques that help us get this. It's not like you just still don't feel it. You still feel it, but it actually helps it go faster than what it would have taken. And it still sucks, guys. So yeah, we still go through things just like you do, but it's just important to have the tools and techniques right there with you to help you through this. Because if you don't have a coach, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't have an evolved friend like Margaret and I, or, you know, we have Paula and stuff, if we don't have friends like this around our circle, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
You're going to sit in your emotions. You're going to sit with your monkey mind, your ego going, oh, told you you're not good enough. Told you you're not skinny enough. Told you know, all that. But that's nonsense. It's a story that you're telling yourself. Because you know me, I'm going to come in and go, well, this isn't happening to you. This is all happening for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like depending on which tools you use, you know, for me, part of my lesson there's many lessons that I got to take away over the year, right? But part of that lesson is self-worth. That situation is mirroring to me where I still need to work on my self-worth. So took that away, right? I get that. And one way to do that is to work on your self-concept, on your identity. And working on the appropriate identity of self-love that will eventually reflect into the world who you are inside. So once I really work through that identity, once I embody it, once I integrate it, the world is going to reflect to me how I feel on the inside, right? That's the self-concept. The world is you pushed out. So it applies to anything, right? So for me, the tool that was appropriate here was, okay, you really have to work on loving self, like literally loving self, detaching from anything else, any other outcome that you've created, because that's what I believe. I create all of these experiences in my life. I'm of that belief. So this was just an experience that I created based on my feelings and emotions and energetic alignment. And I am rejecting that experience. It's basically like a little recipe that went away. And sorry if this is a little bit too much for some of you, but that's just where I'm at. But yeah, it's a little recipe that I put a little bit too much salt in. And I'm like, no, thank you. Okay, we're just going to turn over here. We're going to readjust, rejigger some things, and then we're going to create the next experience based on loving myself fully and unconditionally. So to me, that's like, that was the big takeaway. And like I said, with many others, but there are many, many tools, right? We talk about this, and one of them is reading and feeding your mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys, so we started I'll chime in that we started the Dear Future Self book club for 2024. And it started on January 1st. And if you guys are listening and you want to join, please let us know. It's a free group. You just have to get the book yourself. And you could get it anywhere, library, Audible, whatever. But you could do, you know, some people are like, I don't read. I'm like, yeah, that's what I said like 10 years ago. But there's Audible, there's audio. And so that worked out for me too. But, you know, these are the things that helped me change my life. And then also for us, you know, when we go through things like this, like we need something to help feed our mind, right? We need, like, instead of just sitting there listening to your ego tell you a story about like maybe you're not good enough or whatever it may be telling you, you're going to tune into a book, a podcast, you know, a YouTube channel, whatever it may be, that is regarding like self-help or something that's internally going to help you. Because for me, our book club is not going to be about murder mysteries and romance novels. Like that's not what I'm like what we're hosting this for. We are literally hosting this for you guys so that by this time next year, you going into 2025, you are going to be a completely different person. Because yes, we have our events that we run, the self-love experience every 3 months. But in the meantime, when you're not there and you're not experiencing all the healing and the teachings and lessons that we do there, what do you do in the interim, right? What are you doing? How are you taking care of your mind, body, and soul when you are not with us at the experiences, right? So I, you know, it's like whenever we're going through something, I'm like, you know, oh, this is a great podcast, or this is a great book that you should listen to. Like, this will really help shift your energetic vibration of like you feeling not good enough or feeling like shit. This will help shift you out of there. You're like, and it brings you back to the remembering of like, Oh yeah, no, this is, I got this. Like I'm good. I got this. And it, because otherwise I know that in the past when I've gone through a breakup or somebody cheated on me, or like, again, they didn't choose me, that hurt. And it made me go back to my younger days when I wasn't chosen from, like, I wasn't good enough for my boyfriend. I wasn't good enough for my, you know, for somebody, and you just feel less than, right? But that's a story that we keep telling ourselves. So this is why we created this book club this year. And by the way, so I'll explain, every month there's going to be a new book. And at the end of the month, we're going to hop on Zoom. We're going to do a discussion about what people, their takeaway about that book. And then the next, we're hopping on another book and we're going to do the same for 12 months. And I'm telling you right now, if you do this and you show up for 12 months, I guarantee you next year, and even I would say even 3, 4, 5 months in, your life is just literally, your mind is going to be opened. And you're just going to be transformed. I'm telling you right now, this is what did it for me.
Yeah, that's, I mean, obviously for me too. You know, going back to our thoughts creating our reality, right? Our thought is the seed that really starts that process, because it is thoughts. And then once we think that thought enough times or long enough, that thought is then transposed or transformed into a feeling or an emotion. And that emotion then ignites an action, right? It starts this burning sensation or desire where we're then taking action. And then once we take action, then things start to manifest into the physical. So spending a lot of time on that thought, that mind state, and nurturing that and feeding that is so important. And I know I've said this a thousand times, but remembering the fact that we as human beings think up to 70,000 thoughts a day. Out of those 70,000, 95% are repetitive. The same thought, same fucking thought you're thinking over and over again. You may add on to it. You may elaborate on it. You make up some fucking stupid bullshit as stories, but it's the same ass thought. Sorry, I'm swearing a lot. So out of that 95% of repetitive thought, 80% are negative. So you're creating a negative experience for yourself. So by virtue of you kind of interrupting those thoughts, by feeding your mind with all these new concepts and learnings, because you are intentionally making a decision and deciding that I'm going to listen to this book today, or I'm going to listen to this podcast, even though like I'm maybe not like all gung-ho about it, but I know I'm feeling low vibrationally, right? That's one way to look at it. I'm feeling low vibrationally. I'm well aware enough that I should probably put something on to help me shift and get out of this, because my mind is going down the monkey path, and we need to get that monkey out of there and shift focus. And then you put on a book, you put on a podcast or whatever, and you start to shift focus. So that's super important. And that was very much my experience, just like Jenny said, that shifted so much in my life when I started to read these books that were feeding me, that were informing me, that were like providing me with knowledge and examples of how other people turn their lives around with these tools. And it was inspiring, right? Like it lit a fire under my ass. I mean, the first book, yours was the same, was The Compound Effect. And that book is not a spiritual book at all. That book is really about taking the small, insignificant steps to accomplishing your big ass goal, right? So those are the steps that don't matter. Those are the steps that we don't notice, but we take them by taking them and they compound, you end up where you are desiring. So there's many ways to skin a cat, I guess they would say. I know you don't like that saying.
Ew, Margaret. No, I don't. Oh, God, no. Think of another term for that. No, thank you. Get a different metaphor. You know, one thing interesting for me, I don't know if you remember your takeaway from reading that book, but my take, I will never forget this, Margaret. I was driving to work and I had like a 40-minute drive to Palatine. And I remember exactly where I was in that moment on that drive when I listened to something in that book. And it literally helped me forgive my ex-husband, who at the time I was extremely, extremely angry at. When I tell you, I despised, I hated his guts. I could even say that I almost like I was wishing him gone off this planet. That's how much I despised him. And I know some of you guys can relate on certain people that have been in your life, but you know, that wasn't a healthy place to be at. But I was also, it was the very beginning of my personal development journey. And I was like, just, you know, I'm in the car and I'm like, holy shit. That was like so eye-opening for me. The fact that like, and I'm pretty sure he said, you know, if you're dating an asshole, right? To say somebody is an, you know, a jerk or an asshole, whatever, they're never going to change, right? But you could change. You have to take ownership. You have to take responsibility. Like you do play a part in that relationship as well. I didn't have to stay, right? But I chose to stay. So how could I blame somebody for doing something to me when I still stayed? So there was a little bit, you know, I would love to kind of go back to that, because God, that was what, 2014. That was, wow, 10 years ago. Wow. But that I will never forget it, because I remember calling up the girls. We were actually doing a book club back then. And I remember calling them up or texting them and go, what's next? Like, as soon as I finished this, I was like, wow, 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 wow. What's next? And I wanted more and I wanted more and I wanted more. Now, some of the books that we did read, they really didn't resonate with me. So I was like, eh. You know, so just remember, you guys, when you start this journey of self-help, personal development, whatever it is that you go on, not every single book is going to resonate with you. And that's okay. Maybe a couple years down the road, they will, but you can revisit them. But just don't stop, is my point. Don't stop there. Go and pick something else. But because I know the next one that they did choose for us did not resonate with me, but I was like, okay, there's got to be something else. And it hasn't stopped. To the person that did not read books in school, and I am serious when I tell you I faked it. I did not read books. I didn't like it at all. There was nothing that piqued my interest. So I did kind of skim through books or like read the summary or whatever, or tried to find a movie on it just to pass that test. I didn't. But wow, literally, this is life-changing.
Yep. Amen to that. I second that. And to answer your question, if there is a specific moment or light bulb that shifted and turned on while reading that book, I don't remember anymore, but I know there were several where I was like, oh my God, like, wow, this makes so much sense. And like, I just remember being like so fueled and like, just bing, 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 you know, things just connecting. The dots just went and just connected. I would just have to go back because, yeah, that was like freaking 10 years ago, that book probably.
I think we might make that one of our books this year too. Because if it helped us 10 years ago, like I know that it would, those that are in the group right now, I know it would definitely help them too. It would get an aha moment for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but it definitely was one of those that was like, oh, wow, like, given where I was in my journey at that time. So, it was really good. It was really good.
You know, talking about the whole releasing things that, you know, I know everybody's going through something. We all do. Every single year that goes on, we all experience things. One thing I'd like to do is kind of like, you know, everybody talks about what's your word for the year and all that. But like, you know, I think really when you think about where you are in your journey and everything that you experienced in the past year, thinking about how 2023 was for you, right? And what would you like to just release and let go and kind of just move past, right? And I think that's where your word would come into play. And like, really, what do you want to be intentional with in 2024 in the next year to come? And really focus on that for that year. You know, I think it's really important for us. But again, everybody has a different journey, right? They may not have, you know, their heartstrings pulled or, you know, their heart, whatever. But some people are on a weight loss thing. Some people are going through a divorce. There's so many things. But don't bring that with you into a new year. Let's heal from it. Let's talk about it. Let's release it and let's move on. And really, let's just level up and evolve and grow and really create an amazing new year for yourself.
And if you're not sure how to do that, because yes, some of you might be like, yeah, Jenny Margaret, fucking great. I'm going to release it. Yeah, it's so easy. I'm going to release it, bitch. I'm dying on the floor. How am I going to release it? Right. If you're going through a lot emotionally and you're having a hard time, reach out in the group. We can direct you to different tools because remember, it's not a one size fits all. I've gone through a freaking so many different systems and ways of doing the same thing essentially, but not all of them were to my liking. I didn't resonate with them. Just like you don't resonate with everybody and their mama out there, right? It's certain people you resonate with. So just reach out, you know, ask us and we will give you some direction and then you could try it out. And if it doesn't work, then we can give you additional direction, right? Additional tools that you could look into. But that's what we're here for, because We have tried a lot of different shit, you guys. I mean, like, there was a point in my life where I was leaving bread at an altar for my spirits, okay? Because I was trying different methods. So, and I know that's a spiritual practice in different cultures, but I'm just saying, like, I've done a lot of different things because I'm open and I'm willing to try. If it worked for someone, then I'm willing to try it and see if it works for me, because essentially that's what it's all about. And it doesn't matter how ridiculous it may be to one person. If it works for you, who gives a shit? If it makes you feel better, if it realigns you and sets you back up to where you are functioning and are happy, who gives a shit what anyone else thinks, right?
I mean, I probably have about maybe three people in my life right now, maybe four, that I could, when I experience something, I can tell you guys this, and you won't think I've like lost my shit, because some of the stuff that we go through or that we experience or we try or whatever, you know, if we just tell like the general public, they're going to be like, oh,
crazy ass bitch.
Yeah, she's off her rocker. What the hell? She's like, stay far away from her. That's why I love you guys, because, you know, again, but I, not everybody that I could say this stuff to. I really can't. And that's why I love my circle, because it is small, but it is powerful. And we always are evolving and growing. And no matter what anybody, whatever you guys say, like, we don't think anybody's weird. We don't think anything's weird. We're like, oh, cool. Or like, oh, that's interesting. You know, things like that. So it's really important to have people around you that are going to help you grow.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And obviously, you know, that's the community we're creating here. And we hope that you lean on us in that way, or view the community as such, because that's what it's here for.
And we hope to see you guys this January 28th for the next Self-Love Experience. We actually are going to be in Palatine, Illinois this year, not Deerfield. And it's going to be amazing. We're going to be bringing, as you know, like Margaret and I always continue our personal spiritual journey, our healing journey. Like, we're always joining masterminds and mentors and books and webinars and people that are, there's always going to be somebody in this lifetime that is a few steps ahead of you or a few years ahead of you on their wisdom and their healing and their spiritual journey. And you always want to be surrounded around people like that. So joining the mastermind or joining a, taking a course, right? So we're always learning new tools and techniques. And then we then are like, if it works with us, we're going to bring it to the experience and to the workshop, and we're going to teach it to you guys and show you guys that too. So it's going to be, just, if you've been there before, it doesn't mean that you're going to experience the same thing, because when we go in and what we do with all of the healing, you're going to continue to heal layers of layers that are inside. And like, we always talk about like our chakra system, right? The chakras, right? We have so many. So you're not going to heal all of them at one experience, right? Maybe your root chakra is blocked and you want to get that going again, or your heart or your throat or, you know, your third eye, whatever it is. But just know that every time you come, you're going to be opened up again and experience something else too. So we hope to see you there. And yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's a reason that we say unlock your true potential through the self-love experience, because that's really what you're doing. You are just digging in, you're peeling the layers back, right? By going within, by connecting to your inner child, like Jenny was saying, right? There's obstacles you're overcoming. You're basically going through a transformation, right? You're finding inner peace many times, like some of you have, by doing a lot of the exercises that Jenny takes you through for releasing. You found peace with specific individuals where you thought like that was never ever possible, or individuals reached out to you and because you released them, right? So there's like some amazing and beautiful things that happen, but also boosting your self-confidence. And we talk about holistic health and wellness, right? Jenny really talks about that We empower you. We talk about goals, clarity, money, even money, our relationship with money, which is where I come in. I talk about that a lot, but also your vision. So it's like a really a combination of, like, I like to say, of like the spiritual, you know, healing, this really soft, yet maybe difficult, but this process of tuning into your higher self, into your heart, and really, really just spending time in that feminine energy. But then there's also this other piece that I'll bring mostly, and that's like teaching you about wealth, money, and about what it means to have a clear vision. So these are more of the tactical things, but you need the other piece in order to be able to connect, because it's all about connection to your higher self. It's all about trusting. It's all about being the creator of your life. So it's a lot. And yes, one time, two times, three times, you're gonna get something different every single time. And Jenny and I do this quite often, actually. We've gone to events multiple times. We keep returning.
Yep.
Yeah, because we get something different every time. And that's just how it works until it no longer resonates with you. Just like a mentor may no longer resonate with you and it's time to shift and go somewhere else. It's the same thing here. But yeah, don't feel that like, oh, it's one and done, I've already been, because it's a different experience every single time.
It's like watching a movie, right? And then you watch that movie for the second time or the third time, and you're like, I didn't see that, or I didn't, like, wow, like I didn't catch that the first time. It's like that, where you just keep getting different things every time that you come. And it's so important, because if you guys really want to evolve and you want to grow and you really want to wake up happy and living an authentic life where, you know, you truly are at peace, you need to do the shadow work. You need to really dig deep and heal from your past in order for you to be free. Because if you don't do this, you are going to continue to hit roadblocks. You're going to meet people that are going to keep triggering you on things that you need to heal. Your relationships are not going to be healthy and happy and thriving. Your health isn't going to be happy, healthy, and thriving. You know, you're going to keep getting situations that are going to keep coming up. And this is why, because you're not doing the work. This is what we help you with at these workshops and the experiences, because we do, this is what it is. We do the work and we help you get through that.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. You know, regulating your nervous system is a big piece of it too. And, you know, we'll give you tools to do that, because when those triggers come up, like Jenny is saying, you know, what do? Right. You have to work through it, but then how do you kind of calm yourself down? So there's a lot of different things, and you know, it's an experience that we are honored to lead and to be able to provide for every one of you that does come and does spend time with us.
And definitely a great way to start your new year, for sure. It literally is just going to set you on a good space for you to just have a great year and
right.
Not struggle, right? And again, releasing whatever happened last year, whatever you're ready to let go of, and let's start anew together. Let's do this. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm super excited. I mean, we're 3 weeks out basically. So it's crazy. It's flying.
Yes.
So hopefully see you there.
Yes. And don't forget, we have the book club available too, for those of you guys that maybe can't make it to this event. You can still be in our container and, you know, still be with us for the next 12 months and just show up for yourself, because you know what? We can't do it for you. We can give you the tools and techniques and all that stuff, but like Margaret and I have done the work. We're still doing the work, right? We're in our own journey and everything. Everybody's at their own pace, but just know that, you know, we may be a few years ahead of you on this journey, but we just want to help you get there, because when we heal and we teach you to heal, your whole world around you starts to heal. And then your whole life really starts to become more peaceful, because you did it. You healed, mm-hmm. You forgave, you let go, and you released all of that. And then you're going to start to notice the compound effect, all the ripples around you, that you're like, wow, things start to become a lot more peaceful around you because of you, because you did the work, you showed up for yourself and your future self.
And that's called self-concept work, basically, in a nutshell. Because Jenny mentioned at some point when she was talking about the book, The Compound Effect, and how I think Darren said in there, like, you can't change anyone.
Right.
Right, besides yourself. And self-concept work, the only way to actually change someone is to change yourself so that you are reflecting that self to all those around you. And therefore, they see that and then they start to transform, which is what Jenny just said. So for those of you that are like trying to change someone, change yourself, love yourself, do for yourself. Come see us in January or in 3 weeks. And start really going inward, because remember, you are the fucking prize. You are the priority. You are on the pedestal. Don't put other people on the pedestal. You belong up there. So start acting like it. Start doing the things that that woman that is on a pedestal, that views herself as a prize, would do. That entails boundaries. That entails full-on love of self. Anyway, that could be a separate topic, separate podcast, but I'm super passionate about that piece always. And we hope to see you in January.
Yeah, I always say, you guys, there's so many people out there that are looking for miracles. I want you to know, the miracle that you are looking for in someone else or somewhere out there in the universe, that miracle is inside of you. The answer that you're looking for is inside of you. And that is what we help you do. We help you discover that and really realize that everything that you have been looking for all along is in you. It was like in what, The Wizard of Oz, where, you know, it's always been, the power's been inside of you all along.
I've never seen that movie.
I can't even talk right now. You what? You still have not seen The Wizard of Oz?
Nope. Maybe I'll watch it tonight, actually. From this perspective and this knowledge, I think that would be super cool.
You know, and it really is, because, you know, when going back to when I was a little girl watching that, I didn't even realize what the true meaning of it was. But now that I could go back and I could watch that, you can really see the deeper message inside of there. Wow. It would be interesting for you and Scarlett to watch it, because Scarlett would have one, you know, her way of, and then you would be like, oh, wow, that's interesting. So, but yes, you guys, everything that you have ever been looking for is inside of you. You want a man or a special someone to love you, you have to love yourself first. It all begins with you.
And guess what? Once that happens, there are many, many, many times where that specific person ends up appearing back in your life and a lot of other people. And that's because you're like, I've detached. I no longer put anybody else on the pedestal. I love myself and I'm cool with me. And whoever wants to be on this ride with me, okay. But like, I'm doing me. It's amazing.
It's so good when you guys work on yourself and you realize that it's all about you. It all is, this journey of self-discovery is all about you, and how beautiful that life can be when you start choosing you and you realize that nobody's doing anything to you. It's all happening for you. It's so amazing. So hope to see you guys there. January 28th, let us know if you guys need the link for the tickets. And again, if you want to join the book club, also make sure that you guys share this podcast with somebody. Say hit subscribe and share it and like. And, you know, we would love for you guys to leave us a review. It helps us get this message out there more. And we would just be so, we'd be grateful if you guys did that for us. So we love you. And thank you, as always, for tuning in.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Love you all.